Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight. A reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Best intro ever. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and with a little luck, wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves shamans, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystic, questers, querents, journeyers, light workers, light bearers, spiritual empaths. And while that list, it goes on and on and on, it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all in our own very individual ways bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil that we call creation, so sit back. Take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Deb Schiller today, who's sitting in for Jeannie, and Jen Young, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number's 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long, it does fill up. Deb is in the chat room, and if you have any questions, ask her, because I don't multitask and I won't answer you. So, let me see, Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to learn more about that amazing voice and his programs, which are phenomenal and will be starting out for, we'll be starting up again when we come into fall. I'm at BarbaraDeLong.com, and Jen is at JenYoungSite.blogspot.com. So So it's been an exciting weekend and week. We're doing lots of different things and multitasking on all of our cylinders, I guess is what I would say. there's a lot going on, and it's a very exciting time. We're coming to the end of summer, thankfully, and the leaves have started to turn where I am, so it's kind of like fall is finally in the air. It's been a very unusual summer, and I'm kind of looking forward to the fall and the winter because there are lots of work that I want to do and there are lots of things I want to get involved and get into, and it's going to take a little bit of inside time to do that. It's been tough trying to spread myself thin amongst the garden and the vegetables and Blog Talk Radio and the writing of stuff that I'm writing and the new website that's coming together. So it's very challenging but very exciting all at the same time. I know Jen is here, and she's here in the queue as well. Hello, Genevieve. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I am still croaking because of the pollen and the mold and mildew and everything, but I think that's a never-ending battle, so I'm just going to croak my way along here and the heck with everything else. I'm living in the middle of a swamp. Well, it's a pond and it's wetlands and it's a swamp on a bad day and it's a pond on a good day, but, you know, the stuff that comes out of it, I'm terribly allergic to. So I'm constantly battling, you know, the fumes of everything. But it's beautiful, and I wouldn't change it, not for anything. So has fall set in where you are yet?
It is trying to, like crazy. We had rain last week, and that was well-needed rain, but under the canopy of trees, under the, you know, the dense forest, it really didn't get wet. We took our hike yesterday, and, you know, the fir trees especially are really feeling the stress of no rain and no water, and they're turning brown. The little needles are turning brown and are falling, and the other tree, the asp, and I think I'm doing the movie The Birdcage. The foliage looks beautiful.
Wow. Are you on Skype or something? Because I'm breaking up like crazy.
Oh, no, I'm on Skype. I don't know why I'd be breaking up.
Okay, well, don't move and just talk.
But so I'll check my set.
Yeah, hi, I don't even hear you at all now. I heard almost a word.
Here.
Nope, I can't hear you now. Oh. Hi, can't hear you, Jen.
Oh. Hello, I hear you.
Oh, okay, I hear you now.
Is that better?
Yeah,
I haven't done the thing.
Well, now you're breaking up.
This is very strange. Maybe Deb should pull me in again. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. Yeah, Deb, why don't you go and get her? I'll chat about the things that are going on here. There's a whole new website that's going up happily very soon, and I'm looking forward to it. It's very exciting. We're kind of going to a more professional layout than I had before, and it's going to be expanded greatly so that I can get as crazy as I want to with writing stuff and putting stuff up there. I'm one of those OCD people that likes to, you know, write a lot and put a lot out there, and apparently most websites aren't made for that. So I had to find one that was, and happily there's a lady locally who does this professionally, and she is doing an amazing job of helping me put it together. And in another week or so, I will have my brand new website, which hopefully will last me for hopefully a little longer than the last one did. And so I'm very excited about that. There are a whole lot of other new adventures that are kind of on the horizon here that I wanted to share with you. I did a roundtable about a week ago with a couple of guys who I guess I met them through Patrick. So they were paranormal-ish guys, but not really fanatically paranormal-ish. And anyhow, they had a roundtable, and I got to be the guest, and I had a wonderful time talking with them. And one of them happens to be not a book agent, but he's a PR person, I guess, for a whole bunch of authors who have written amazingly wonderful books that you know are in the vein that you guys and I like to kind of look at and work with. And we're going to do a whole lot of interview shows of these authors, and I get their books so I can read them and be, you know, prepared with great questions for them. And it's going to be very exciting because I think that it's going to be educational for all of us. And I mean, some of the people have written very, very technical books, and other people first one that I'm going to be reviewing, this Wednesday, I have the man who owns Stonehenge in New Hampshire on, and I'm very excited about that. Wednesday night, 8 to 10, he's going to be on the show with me, and we're going to be talking about Stonehenge in New Hampshire and how his family, how he came to own it, and how they're cleaning it up, expanding it, and finding whole bunches of new stuff there that they had not known was there before. I've been there with Patrick about 5 years ago, and apparently there's a whole bunch more going on there now, and I'm very excited about talking to him because, of course, of my love of the stones and all of that and the chambers, and they have a great many of those there. And then I'm going to be talking to a man who researched UFOs in Scripture, which was, when I read his bio before I talked to him, turns out that one of the people that inspired him was Patrick, which I thought was really kind of cool. And he and I apparently went to the same college and had a whole lot in common as far as our training and our background and everything. So he will be another exciting person that I'm going to be interviewing. Another lady who has done a great deal of work with Rennes Le Chateau in France, and that, for those of you that don't know, is where the book Holy Blood, Holy Grail started out. And she's very into all of that material and how the Magdalene influence is more and more being found. And she's written 4 books, and we'll be talking about her stuff as well. And there are 5 or 6 other people. One woman, I think I can't remember exactly the title, but her book is going to be her book is on spirits and the little people and the sprites and all of that. And so we'll be talking to her about that as well. So it's a tremendous amount of material is coming my way, and it seems as though, you know, we're going kind of in that direction for a while. I mean, I will always be reading. I will always be, as long as she'll have me on Chris's show, reading there. So the reading show is not going to go out of existence, but I think that the interview stuff is going to be more and more interesting as we go along. And it's going to be lots of fun to share a lot of the material with a lot of you. And one lady has written a book about how actually Shakespeare as an individual never actually existed as a poet and an author, that the actual person who claimed to be Shakespeare, that people think was Shakespeare, his father was illiterate and so were his children, and so was he actually, so that they don't understand how he could have possibly written all of the stuff that supposedly he wrote. So we're going to be talking about that as well. So there's a whole lot of cool stuff coming up, and I'm very excited about it, and hopefully some of you will be too. I always love the interview shows because I get to use my brain, And when we read, we don't use our brains, we don't think, we just kind of allow stuff to come out. So it's an adventure of a major kind here, and I'm very excited about it. So I'm looking forward to having that experience. I don't think, are you back yet, Deb? Or Jen? I bet they went out for coffee. Anyhow, we have a number of people in the queue, and we will start reading as soon as Jen turns up, because I know all of you want to experience her amazing gifts as well. She is a generous, loving, kind, compassionate lady, and she brings a great deal to the table. Oh, are you here? Well, Deb just said she was here, but I don't see her or hear her.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. That's much better. I mean, I could have talked for another hour or so, but, you know, I'm really glad you're here.
Oh, what a morning.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well, it's, you know, one of those kind of days. Actually, it's, what do they call it? It's, you know, we never had the dog days of summer here, and as I say, it will probably be in line for, you know, tons and tons of heat and all of that kind of crap. But, you know, they usually say the dog days of summer are in August, and it's just, you know, everybody's baked out and stuff like that. But that's not the case this year at all. So, and we have, honestly, I see trees turning already, so I'm really very excited about that.
Well, I know autumn, fall is closing in on us. I don't want to. I'm an absolute summer and sun worshiper, always have been, always will be. Can't get enough of it. And although I enjoy the other seasons, summer is my absolute favorite. I love it, appreciate it, just can't get enough of it. And if I could spend every moment of my time outside, I would, especially when there's a slight breeze and it's warm and sunny, and boy, am I out there. I just do what I can. I've got a big deck, and I make a little bedroom out there every summer. And
oh, God. Well, but you live in the Northwest. I mean, that's cold.
I guess to some people it's cold, but for us it's just fantastic, and I absolutely think it's just the best place. Although I've been to California, but I've and Montreal, Quebec, Edmonton. Mm-hmm. But I'd really like to travel, but.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny because I've seen pictures of the area that you live in, and it does look untouched, and it looks beautiful, and it looks wild, and it looks luscious. And I think that, you know, when I think of the Northeast, everything is, you know, there are little towns and little towns and little towns, and everything is just, you know, everything is just piled up right all along the coast. And when you get out to the area that you're in, it's not quite so populated. I know you got lots of people, but it doesn't look or feel like there are as many, or it's not as over, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not overpopulated as much as it is here in the East.
No, it's not right where I am. It definitely isn't. I know they're trying to encourage that in some areas, and there's a lot of, I say hesitation. People are putting their feet in. There's one little municipality that has said absolutely no growth, and they've got bylaws in, they've got a mayor in that has said, like, you cannot build there, which, you know, some people have, don't like it because it's a stagnant area, but at the same time, it leaves a lot of room for the farm under what we call agricultural land reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
big business, big box stores can't go in there. My one of the federal penitentiaries is there.
Okay.
They quite enjoy it. But, you know, it's like a place where time is forgotten. And it's rather nice, you know. The edges of it are definitely being developed.
Well, now you live on an island, right?
I do. Pardon?
I said it's a large island, right?
It is a large island. And to get here, it's probably, you know, by the time you get to the ferry and you wait in the ferry line and take the ferry over, you're looking at a good depending where you live, a half day.
Wow.
So, you know, it's, you know, people say we live on the rock. Get off the rock, you're looking anywhere from 3 to 4 hours. Well, 3 to 4 hours drive anywhere else, you're looking at a good portion of the day covered.
Well, you know, where I live, we have Long Island Sound that is just off the coast of New York. It's a part of it. It's attached. Well, actually, I don't think it really is really attached, but it's an island and it's a long island. And if I drive down to the coast, which is about an hour's drive from me, there's a ferry ride over, and the ferry ride is about an hour and 20 minutes. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's such a peaceful ride. It's really a pleasure to, you know, just stand on the ferry and look at the water and, you know, on a good day.
And just be.
Yes, and just be one with the water, be one with nature. I mean, yeah, it's a big metal boat, but you know, you can stand by the railing and you can close your eyes and you can just hear the water and everything. And it's beautiful. And, you know, I do miss that. I used to live right on the water and, a block from it. That was on the water. We had water view, depending on the season. And you know, it just, there's something about salt water. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but there's something about salt water that is just so healing. And I just love it. I miss low tide, and I never thought I'd hear myself say that. I miss the clanking of the rigging on the sailboats in the middle of the night. I miss the seagulls. I miss the foghorns. But to live on the coast is to, you know, live in a socioeconomic strata that I can't afford anymore. So I visit it as I can. So
it's true. It's, you know, everything you've so true. When I moved out, you know, as a province and went to Edmonton, I was 18 to seek my fortune with a couple of girlfriends, you know, I followed my heart and we did what we had to do. I missed the mountains. I missed the ocean. And it was just like, holy smokes. We came back by train, girlfriend and I, and we were in downtown Vancouver, and she said, "Can you smell it?" And there we are amongst the diesel and all the trains. She stood up, I said, "Smell the ocean." And we literally smelled the ocean.
Yeah.
And we were home.
Yeah, exactly. I've always in, for most of my life, there was a short time I lived in Michigan, but aside from that, for most of my life, I have lived right by the water. And this is the farthest away from the water that I have ever lived, and aside from the time I was in Michigan. And I live on a pond, but it's just not the same. And, you know, there's something about being on the water in the middle of a hurricane or a nor'easter or, you know, there's something about standing on the shore and getting the mist and the waves and the whole thing. It's just magical. And, you know, if I could, I would be living on the water. And yet I am forgetting about those times that we were flooded and it was awful. So, you know, there are drawbacks to it. But for the most part, it's healing and it's mystical, and it was an amazingly magic place to grow up. And I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to do it. And you know, when I get old and retire, I'm going to try to get closer to the water. I really am. But, you know, I'm so far from retirement now. It may be I'm going to have to look for a nursing home on the water when I'm 90, I guess, is about what it comes to. But so we've got a ton of people here, a half ton, not a full ton, but we've got a half ton of people here, and I don't want to make them stay waiting, you know, too long. So let's get going with our readings. We've got Anna here. Hi, Anna. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're just fine. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you what I get, and then Jen is going to give you what she gets. And with any luck, we will hit whatever areas that you're curious about and looking into and working on at this point in time, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Anna, when I brought you on with your energy, immediately I saw birds taking flight. It was almost as though it was lots of birds, you know, how sometimes, you know, huge flocks of birds all fly as one, and they're like one entity, and they fly all over the place. That's how I felt your energy. It was like you are just getting ready to take flight. You're just getting ready to make a shift, a change in your life that is going to change everything, the direction, the focus, every aspect of your life. And I feel very much so that you are in many ways like a bird in that you take flight oftentimes in situations. You just fly out of situations. You're not a person who likes confrontation. And so basically what happens is you kind of leave. You take flight. And, you know, in some ways, sometimes that's actually the best way to deal with situations. I see you, though, as someone who is coming into the full richness of your life later than most. And sometimes you probably wonder about, you know, when are things going to happen for me? When are things going to turn around? When are things going to be magical? And I see it coming very, very soon. It feels as though there are shifts, there are changes, there are moves that are taking place here. And I feel strongly that you are beginning to speak up for yourself in situations and in places where you might not have in the past. You are sort of finding your voice, finding your energy, finding your power. And that's an exciting thing. The other thing that comes up here is that you are becoming more and more attuned with the gifts and the talents and the skills that you've brought through time and that you have honed through time. So you have this element of being very sensitive and very intuitive. You have, I call it a special sight. It feels almost like there's sometimes that you actually know when things are going to happen, and it may take you back. It may kind of make you a little nervous from time to time, but you do have that kind of sight. And in past lifetimes, it's been called just someone who has the sight, and you do have it. And it's not that you know when people are going to die or stuff like that as much as that you know when there's going to be a major change. You know when there's going to be something, you know, an upheaval of some sort. It's a very positive quality, and I would urge you to journal down the things that you get, quote-unquote, feelings about, because it will help you to validate them. And when you validate those kinds of hunches that the universe is throwing at you, the universe says, oh, let's throw her more, and it sort of builds, and it gets greater and greater and greater. You had a number of past lifetimes where you did have this gift and you kept it quietly to yourself. You didn't utilize it. You didn't share it because you were afraid that you would be misunderstood. And in those particular lifetimes, in that particular situation, absolutely you were 100% dead on right. But this lifetime, it feels as though you're at a point in time in your life where you can subtly start to share the things that you're getting. You can start subtly sharing the impressions that you're getting if people are open to it. Don't be a Teresa Caputo and, you know, confront people in the meat market, but you know, do play with it a little bit, because I do feel that there is a very gentle, very genuine, very sincere and honest gift that you have within you that could help people and could give them hope and could give them direction. And, you know, as you grow, as you expand yourself spiritually, make sure that you have the foundation for it. Make sure that you understand just exactly what the spiritual laws are, what the rules are that those in the spiritual realm do have to follow, and make sure that you understand, you know, just the totality of what you're stepping into, because it isn't just I can see things and isn't that great. There's a whole bunch more that goes along with it. And if you have the proper foundation, then you are indeed a gift to reality. And if you don't, then you can cause yourself trouble and other people trouble too. So I would be very careful about it. But you have brought a gift, a sensitivity, a talent through time. And this lifetime, I do strongly feel that you're going to be able to utilize it. What are you getting, Jen? Jen? Hello, Jen.
Hi. I'm here.
Okay.
I had muted the microphone.
Oh, wait a minute. We can't hear you at all.
Hello?
Okay, try again.
A period of regrowth. Can you not hear me at all?
You're breaking up when you do talk.
I have no idea why. I've shut PC. So I don't know what's going on. Well, is that better?
No.
Hello?
Okay, I tell you what we'll do.
So they're working on a highway right now, so I don't know if that has something to do with it or not. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, we'll figure this out. Just a minute. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Me, your phone number.
I'll phone you.
Not in the chat room. but I will try to conference you in, and we'll play something, and I'll try to pick you up and then conference you in.
Okay.
Okay. Just type in your phone number so I know where I'm calling, and we'll play some music and we'll get you on the phone.
Okay.
And I will give everybody a dose of my favorite song.
I have to plug
okay.
my phone in.
people start dancing anytime he walks into a room.
That's why the DJ saved my life.
He was the DJ in that song that saved that woman's life. Twitter follows him. He is the most interesting DJ in the world.
This is Ken Quiethawk, your over-the-hill DJ, reminding you to tune in to the Hawk's Nest every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. for more music and less talk, right here on the Wolf and the Bear Radio Network. That's every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Deb, are you there?
Of course I did. You can't have dead air here. Chris would be in apoplexy.
Oh, is she really? Oh, hey, but it's pretty music.
If there was dead air, I'm saying.
Oh, no. Well, we can't have dead air. Absolutely not. Okay, so Jed's going to try calling back in. I was obviously not too technically adept, and I wasn't able to pull her in conference call wise. So I don't know. She's going to try calling in on her phone. And then she asked me the call-in number, and you'd think I would know it, but I don't. But I think this is her. Let's try. Hi, Jen, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, you're clear as a bell.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, this works. Okay, we still have Anna on. She's been hanging on for the longest reading anybody is ever going to get. go, Jen, go.
Oh, Jen, go. After all this, I don't know what I can tell you. What I'm getting is that this is a period of regrowth for you, Anna. And okay. It's like it's a Peter Pan moment, like you're never going to grow up. You're never going to expand. But I want to tell you that you are. You find the shooting star and you hang on to it and you go with it. I also get that there's, it's like you're always in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'm also getting, as weird as the sound, is mushrooms around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what mushrooms mean to you. Why are you laughing?
I'm just trying to figure out what that would be.
Mushrooms, I don't know. They're toadstools. So to me, it's like, it's almost like, I hate to say this, you live in a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
Or you like a fairy tale ending to your situations. But life isn't a fairy tale. Life is very realistic. It's very harsh at times. And it's really kind of interesting if we allow it to be. Don't let it overwhelm you. You know, I get the sense that you get anxious and frustrated with process. Just go with the flow. More than anything, go with the flow. And things will appear and come to you very easily. I get that I want to give you like a crystal to hang on to and, mm-hmm. and get the energy from crystals, like a diamond or a hard rock crystal.
Okay.
Because they will ground you, and they will be something that can give you energy when your energy is low. And
okay.
I'd encourage you to clear your chakras and to expand your horizons, because
okay.
that's going to serve you better. than anything else. You're very gifted. You're very, what's the word I'm looking for? True. Very gifted and very true. But be honest with yourself more than anybody else. Be honest with yourself.
Okay?
Okay. Because you are.
Okay, and we're not going to charge you extra for the extra long reading, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for being so patient.
Okay?
Thank
you. Thanks so much for calling. Bye-bye now.
Okay, thank you.
Whoa. That was interesting. I've never had trouble conference calling somebody or anything like that either. So, oh, goodness, the energies are weird today.
There's a lot of... it's funny because my cousin who phoned me asked me who was around today, and I said, I've got no idea. She goes, well, you've obviously got someone around you. So I have no idea. Just, it is what it is in my little world.
Well, as I recall, the last time you were on Chris's show, you tried to give somebody a spirit that was for you, too.
Well, I think that was you.
Oh, it was here? Oh, okay.
I can't remember. I don't know. I know it was Anne, and I asked you why that would happen. And you said because you've wanted it so much that you've blocked
it out.
That's
right. That's right. It was here. I found that so unusual that you would do that. I've been with other people when they were reading. You know, we've been reading on the same platform or something. And she has any number of times tried to, you know, give a spirit to people, and they would all say, no, I can't relate, no, I can't relate, no, I can't relate. And I would just sit there with this one, and I kept thinking, how long is it going to take her? Because almost every person she goes to, she tries to give this poor little old lady to. And finally I said to her, just as we were closing up, she said, well, I don't know who to give this woman to. And I said, tell me, do you not recognize your own grandmother? And she looked at me and she said, oh, please, no. And I said, you describe her to me. And she did. And the look on her face was amazing because she said, oh, my God, I'm so glad she's dead because she'd kill me if I didn't recognize her.
Well, it's funny because as soon as I started describing it, then I just thought, oh, no. No, you know, and that's when you get stymied, right? You just think, how long have I waited? And that's why, you know, obviously she did it when you were there because she knew I was going to ask and blah, blah, blah. It's funny, though. It's we wait and we hope and we, you know, we pray and we do every sort of thing we tell others to do. But when it's for us, we just say, oh, no, it can't be possible. Can't be possible.
Oh.
Yeah,
well, you know,
like a husband, she will make you a believer. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because Patrick passed away 2 years ago. And, you know, people say, well, has he come to you? And yes and no. I mean, he hasn't stood in front of me and said, hi, how are you doing? But there was one piece of music that you know, he was very attached to. It meant something very, very special to him, and that's Hotel California. And it's an old song, so you don't often hear it on the radio. And I have been working on willowing our websites down from, we have 16 websites, and I've really let go of a lot of them because all the material is in another place and everything. And so I have it down to 4 websites now. And you know, I was thinking as I was doing all this, oh, my God, I hope he understands that, you know, that 16 websites is way too many to carry. And since the information is in other places as well, I'm not taking it out of the public format. I'm just not overwhelming the public format with it. And it was late at night, and I was saying, oh, I hope you get this, because if you don't, you're going to make the computer blow up or something, and I can't afford to replace it, so please don't do that. And on the radio, on a classical music station, comes Hotel California. And I thought, okay, he's not going to blow up the computer.
No, you get it. He's saying, yeah, I get it. You're okay.
Yeah, all right, you're okay with it, and that's a good thing. But, you know, and I hear them, I hear it played, not frequently, but every now and then when I'm wondering, when I'm doing stuff with work we had done together, you know, just like, I hope he will feel that this is the right thing to do, or I hope he will understand that this is the way I have to go with this. And I have been very, very fortunate in that you know, he seems to be okay with the way I'm handling things, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got Tammy here. Hi, Tammy. How are you doing today?
Hi, ladies. I'm doing great. How are you, ladies?
We're doing fine, and I hope that we can, you know, keep this call appropriate without having to have a music segment in the middle of it again. But it's my favorite. It's some of my favorite music, and it's by Cynthia Jordan, who is just, you know, an amazingly wonderful friend of mine. So, you know, she gave me all of her music. She said, use it as you will. And I thought, I will. Okay, so you understand our process here, that we give you what we get, right?
Yes, ma'am, I
do. Okay. Okay, so what I've got here is, I see castles. I see castles all over the place, and it's amazing. I think that I'm being drawn back to past lives for you, but it applies to this life as well. But you have in many cases you have lived in castles, maybe not the king or queen, but real close to the top, so that you got the benefit of all of the amenities and everything. I see you standing on in a turret and just looking out from the turret over the ocean and being very melancholy in a Scottish castle. And if I go into England, a century before that, I see you walking on the parapets of another castle, again, on water, but this feels more like it's on a lake or something. And the element of looking over the water from a castle is something that you have done often. I want to take you even back further, another century or two, and you're in France in a castle. And again, in all of these different situations, you have been longing for something or someone who is across the water. And there is the element of living in castles in this life, but they're the castles you do in your mind. You're not. I don't believe you're living in a castle, but you see castles in your dreams, and you know, you go back to those times in those lifetimes quite often in your dreams, and it feels as though you're longing for something that is yet to come, and you can feel it coming, and it's almost like you're looking for it to come over the horizon. And I don't know if this is a person or if this is a situation, but there is a longing here in you that is quite profound, and I can tell you that what you're looking for is coming, but you're looking in the wrong direction. It's sort of like, you know, that old saying that they used to throw out there, you know, with my luck, I'll be waiting for my ship to come in, and it's coming in on a train. And that's kind of what I'm thinking, that you are looking in the wrong direction, and I want to switch your vision like 180 degrees, because what you're looking for is almost here, and you don't recognize it and you don't feel it. There's a sense here are you currently in a relationship?
No, ma'am.
You're not married though, right?
No.
Some people think marriage is not a relationship. Okay, so I asked that question, and some people say, no, I'm not in a relationship, but I am married, and, you know, that speaks volumes right there.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling that there is a person coming into your life very, very soon that may well be someone that you have had past lives with. So you are going to recognize this person. You're going to feel a synchronicity. You're going to feel magic happen. And when it does, it will be well worth the waiting for. Now, you need to stop waiting and you need to get on with your life. You need to start moving in new directions. You need to start following your passions. You need to start identifying your passions. You need to open yourself up to the potential that the universe has out there waiting for you. It feels like you've sort of put a lot of things on hold at this moment in time, and I really want to suggest that you really get rolling with stuff. This person I see coming into your life will be attracted by the activity that you have going on. All of them, not just one, but you need to be doing lots of things that give you joy and make you happy, and that's where this person will find you. I do see you flying kites, so I see you coming into a time of just almost disgustingly mushy love, and it's almost like you've earned it, you deserve it, and you've been waiting for it for a very long time. My feeling here is also that you have great promise inside of you and you haven't really been pushing yourself to become the person that you know you can be. I feel the need of going back to school or if you're in school going further than you plan on going. There's a sense here of needing to stretch yourself and apply yourself to new challenging aspects of life. And in doing so, you will pull this person to you like a magnet. What are you getting, Jen?
Wow. That was an incredible reading. What I'm getting is almost like a writer's cramp with you, Tammy. I don't know if you write or if you prolifically write in a journal, but I'm getting that you're getting writer's cramp. I don't know if that's your brain cramping from thinking too much, but my hand is cramping up like from holding a pen or an instrument too long. And I'm also getting the ocean and water, like there's changes coming, changes to making a new home or new homes, plural. So change in what your relationship is. So I give you that. I'm also getting the group Arcade Fire. And I don't know if you're familiar with them or not.
No.
It's a Canadian group. It's something that just came. So I'd encourage you to look up them and look at their music. It's not a group that I would listen to myself, but it. I've been asked to give that to you. I've also been asked to give you to take notes of the things that you're doing right now. Are you looking for a job or are you in a full-time job?
I'm looking for a new client, but I do have a new project on the table.
You do have a new project on the table. So what I want you to do is be really cognizant of what you're doing. Like, take a lot of notes for the new client and just do a thorough follow-up because it's going to be needed and it's going to serve you very well. Do you understand that?
Is it a new client or an existing client or an old client?
A new client.
Okay.
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 Someone's like pointing a finger, like tapping the paper. You know what you do is very good, but it's just to be well aware, more aware of what else you're doing.
Okay.
It's all good news, but it's always just to be. Just keep in the loop, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Business
okay.
is good, and it's going to be better. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I feel like it's going that direction, and it's exciting. I actually woke up this morning, you know, singing that song. I'm so excited, you know.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting. So, and you know, keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for other clients. It's gonna be good. Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Tammy.
Thank you.
There, she has such excitement around her. It's really kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt almost like, you know, there were rockets going off and there were sparklers, and it was like, you know, such great excitement there. But yet nothing was really physically in front of her yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, every now and then I wake up with that feeling that, you know, she said, you know, you wake up and just feel like something wonderful is going to happen. And I don't know what it is and I don't know where it's coming from, but the anticipation is just amazing. Okie doke, we've got Pusha here. Hi, Pusha. How are you doing today?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. I'm going to give you what I'm getting, and then Jen is going to give you what she's getting, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Okay. I feel strongly. I keep seeing tons of animals here, and I keep seeing llamas and alpacas, those two for sure. And it just feels as though there is a sense here that I don't think you live in a zoo or anything like that, but I do feel that the element of animals and herding animals, actually, and they both do come in herds. It feels as though you are kind of gathering together in a group of people to do something, and it feels like it's a sense of a herd of people, so that there are several group activities that I see coming up for you that are going to be very interesting for you, because I think you're going to, from what I see here, you're going to be swept away by what other people feel, and I would encourage you to, if you don't feel it right to go in the direction they're going in, please have the courage to step out of the crowd or out of the herd, because it feels to me as some of these groups of people that you frequent, that you're with, probably don't have your best interest at heart. I'm seeing here that the element of slot machines, of gambling, I don't know if it's Las Vegas or, you know, Atlantic City, but you're someplace where there are slot machines, and I see you putting money in the slot machines and pulling the handle and putting money in and pulling the handle and putting money in and pulling the handle, and what this is telling me is that it's not wise of you to gamble at this point in time. You know, at some other point in time, it might be, you know, you might break even and it might not be bad, but my feeling here is, please, if you're going to take a gamble of any sort, make sure that you're covered. Make sure that you're not making an excessive gamble or something too risky, because the feelings that I'm getting is that gambling of any sort at this point in time is not even a good idea. I'm saying don't even go by scratch-off cards, because it feels like this is not a time of luck for you. This is not a time when the universe is smiling and things like that. Universe isn't angry at you. It just isn't going to give you money you haven't earned. That's all. I'm seeing that there is also an element of, I see a cyclone, like in The Wizard of Oz, you know, the one that swept Dorothy up and swept her into Oz. I'm seeing that. Now, I'm not thinking, I don't feel at all that you're going to be swept up by an actual tornado, but I do feel that everything around you is going to be confusing and busy and very, 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 very chaotic for the next 2 or 3 months. So try to pace yourself and try to make sure that you take your vitamins and stuff like that, because it feels as though there's a lot of confusion going on around you within August, September, and October. Once we hit November, you're okay and everything is just fine. I feel strongly that in many ways you feel as though you are an anachronism born in the wrong time frame, and I would tend to agree with you on that. I feel that either you would have been more comfortable about 200 years ago or 200 years in the future. For some reason, this reality doesn't sit well with you, and you're often irritated by how things work, and they shouldn't work that way, and there's a sense here of you don't flow with this particular time frame reality as well as you have flowed with other ones. You're going to be fine. You're going to do well. You're going to have a happy life. But it doesn't feel as though you feel as though you fit as you would like to. I do feel that a time is coming where you're going to find some new people that you're going to be involved with, and that you will feel as though you finally have found people that understand you and speak the same language in many different ways. So it's going to be a time frame where, and this is probably November and December, where you really feel more at home within yourself than you ever have before. And I feel that feeling is going to follow you around for the next couple of decades. You are a dreamer. You are someone who dreams big, and that's a good thing. And you work hard. And if you work really, really hard, you can make most of those dreams come true, you know, the ones that have a realistic tinge to them. It feels as though there is travel here coming up, and I see suitcases. And this is in the January-February time frame. I see you packing suitcases and getting on a plane and taking a trip. I don't know if one's planned now, but I do feel there is going to be one in the probably the February time frame. You're going to be making connections over the next year, the next year and a half, and those connections are going to be ones that will stand you in good stead. They will have strings attached to them so that you can pull on those strings at times. When you need to have a connection, it's going to be there. Make sure that you keep good track of the people you meet. Keep a good, don't put it in your head and don't put it on slips of paper. Have either a notebook or something you can write your connections in, because you're going to have to draw on your connections sometimes within the next two or three years, and they're there. You just have to remember to keep track of them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Jen, what are you getting?
Well, after that, I don't think I can add too much.
Of course you can.
What I'm getting is that, you know, there's a magnificent period of time coming your way, and that there's birds on a wing, so there's a lot of changes coming. And other than that, I'm really not getting too much. I think Barbara's given you a very thorough reading, and there's really nothing more I can add to it.
Okay. Barbara, I wanted to see, you mentioned something about new people coming in. Do you see love?
I think from what I felt that you have work to do on yourself, and that if you do that work, that love will be there. But you have work to do on yourself first, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So, okay, doke, bye-bye. Huh. Okay. I'm going to let you go first with the next one then. I'm, you know, her name is Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing
I'm
well.
Great. How are you?
Jen is going
well.
First. Jen is going
first.
Go ahead, Jen. You're going first.
Because Barbara did a letter rip. And those are
no,
wonderful.
I
think anybody that gets a letter rip is just incredibly fortunate. So, Teresa, right?
Yes.
Teresa. How are you today, Teresa?
I'm doing really well.
Good. So, as you know, we get what we get, and we give you what we get, okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting a cloudy sky with you today. So you also have a few, obviously have a few clouds gathering around you, thoughts, worries, confusion, and I'm not sure why that is. What I'd ask you to do is do a bit of clearing around your worries and ask you not to worry. I would ask that you find some different interests and it takes the worries away if you find a different interest, because you can't do anything about the troubles that are troubling you anyhow. The universe is going to take care of those itself. I also see, and I'm not sure why I'm getting birds for people today, a lot of birds around you, and they're bringing you messages of joy and love. I'm giving you five feathers, and so that would be, to me, 5 months or 5 weeks, the number five. And do you have a mother-in-law or a mother that has passed?
No. Not that I know of. I don't have a mother-in-law. maybe a former mother-in-law passed.
Well, I'm getting
I don't know about it.
It's not your mother, so it's a mother figure.
My grandma.
Could be. I'm not. It's someone who's not extremely close to you, but
okay.
is in the family. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, and she is coming through to extend what I would consider kindness to you and respect. Okay? So,
yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, kindness and respect. And also with that comes love. But not what we would consider that kind of thing. So, sorry, I just had an interruption. I'm also going to give you like an onyx colored, it's an onyx piece of jewelry from this person.
Beautiful.
And yeah, so I don't know if you have one or if you recognize the piece, but I want to say it's like a brooch or a pin that she wore up near her throat. Okay, and it's filigree silver with onyx inside it.
Does it have a diamond in the middle, Jen?
Pardon me?
Is there a diamond in the middle of it?
There's diamonds with it, yeah.
Okay.
And it's got like the twirly, you know, twirly things in it. I don't know what that would be called. Like the silver is like script. I can see it really clearly. It's you know, like the fine script with the, dunno. Is there an Italian in your life?
I am Italian.
You are Italian. Okay, thank you. Okay, so they're telling me Italian. So I was just wondering, who is the Italian in your life? You're the Italian in your life. Okay, so thank you very much for that.
But I'm thinking that the person that you're talking about is one of my great-grandparents from Italy.
Do you have the brooch or the pin?
No, but I probably will see it in a picture and be able to recognize
it. Good.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's a great-grandparent from Italy that I never met.
Yeah, because I'm being given Italian. And it, the eyes, you will recognize the eyes, I'm being told. Deep-set, long lashes, and these incredible, as weird as it sounds, eyelids.
Okay.
Okay, so know by the eyelids is what she is saying. Okay?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And she comes through, like I told you, with kindness and respect. Weird, weirdness. But that's okay. I like weird. And she has beautiful hands. She worked with her hands. Yeah, hardworking woman. You're a hardworking woman too, aren't you?
Yes, very.
Yeah, very hardworking. Yeah. I smell cherry tomatoes.
Oh my God, you should see how many of them I have. Gardening, probably gardening from that side of the family.
Jen is famous for her nose.
I'm sorry. It's just,
and her taste buds.
Oh, Barbara, go away. So, and that's what I get for you. I'll let Barbara go. Just thank you for allowing me
thank
to do
you.
That. Just, yeah, so Barbara?
Okie doke. Okay, Teresa, I'm feeling great joy, great. It's almost like, and I heard that you were Italian. I got that, but I'm seeing an amazing. I'm being pulled down south. I'm being pulled down south to a church, and it's a Baptist church, and it's black, and the people are, and that may be the wrong term, and I apologize if I've offended anybody, but I never know what to call people, but it is but the music coming from this church makes the ground vibrate. And I'm feeling you in that environment. And I do feel that there has been a past life when you have been down south down south. I would put you back about 200 years down south. And at that point, I feel you a female. I feel you someone who sang and helped people to raise their spirits with the singing. And I got to tell you, every time I go by one of those churches, I have to go in. When I feel the sidewalk vibrate, I want to be a part of that music. And I may stand out like a sore thumb, but I love the music. I totally love the music. Mm-hmm. And I feel that you have a sense of this music inside of you, and you have your own personal internal rhythm that is amazing. And when somebody is in trouble or somebody is hurt or you're trying to comfort somebody, that rhythm picks up inside of you, and you just sweep everybody away with that rhythm. People just cannot be upset around you. You won't allow it. And it's a phenomenal gift and a talent, and I think that it comes sort of from that past lifetime, but it also, I want to go back even further, because if I take you back to Scotland, and I heard Italian, I know that, but I want to take you back to Scotland, and I want to take you back about 700 years, and I want to take you back to a time when you were male and you played the bagpipes. And this was a time when music was the gathering point for armies, for peoples, and it was the music that kept people together and kept people in rhythm and kept people in tune with one another. And you would play the bagpipes, certainly for the parties and the fun times, but when there was a battle, when there was a war to be fought or anything like that, you would go with the men or those who were going to go into battle, and you would play your music, and you would lift, and you would help them to get through whatever difficulties that they had to get through. And it was really amazing because you had the capacity to know just what to play when, and you were never told when to play, because when they told you to play, you would always say, no, it's not time. And so you have your own inner rhythm. You have your own sense of harmony with the world and the cosmic energies and the flow of energy around people. And you are true to your own rhythm. You do not let anybody tell you what to do when, because you know when the right time is. And it's a spectacular quality and gift that you bring into this lifetime. If I take you back even further, and I can do that, and I heard Italian, and I can't put you in Italy. I just don't know why, but you're not going there. I want to take you back about 1,000 years, and I want to take you to Hawaii, and during that time, the melodies and the drums and everything. Again, I feel rhythm here, and I feel you a part of it, and I feel you a shaman in Hawaii back about 1,000 years. And you were one who healed people with your energy, and you healed people with your words. And when all else failed, you mixed up a potion of some sort and healed them with that. And if what you shoved down their throats didn't heal them, then I love it. If everything you tried didn't work, then you told them to go ahead and die, that you'd done your best. And, sometimes they did, and sometimes they just laughed at you. And, I'm done. I've done everything I can do. So either die or get better, but choose. And it was funny because sometimes when you put that to them that way, the choice was clear. And sometimes they did cross over and you just looked at the family and said it was their time. And when they got better, you know, you waited for them to get their energy back and then you berated them for, you know, malingering at being sick. So you were a no-nonsense lady, but sometimes people got healed because they were scared of you, which is a good thing. And there's this... There's this sense of you have that power in you now. Now, I know that you occasionally have worked with energy on some level, whether it's, you know, your own personal energy or if you've actually studied Reiki or something like that. But energy work is really something that is... I have a plane landing in my front yard here. It's terrible. The airport is over the hill, and I apparently am on one of the entrance things today. So that your energy and how you utilize it is really phenomenal. Now, your voice and that inner rhythm I talked about is a powerful tool, and I would love to see you. I know that you've been looking for a new way to, you know, to address yourself,
express
to address
myself.
Your reality. Yeah. And I feel strongly that I love the Hawaiian woman. So, you know, I would say I would look into energy work, but I would also look into something like motivational speaking. Because basically you can scare people into doing what they're supposed to do.
Oh, my God, that is wild. All that is wild, and I do resonate with all of that. I mean, I really, really do, and I have been working with frequencies lately. I have taken Reiki. I'm a massage
mm-hmm.
therapist. I have studied chi energy healing. Now I'm looking at how to kind of put that all together and maybe even add some more. So I've been really interested in frequency healing, and that has just been amazing, my experience with that.
I would just incorporate that. You know what I'm looking, what I'm seeing and feeling here? I don't want you to tone. I don't want the tonal stuff because, you know, that's disgusting. Well, no, that's my personal opinion. I apologize.
But the what?
Toning.
Okay, no, I'm not looking at toning.
Okay, good. I mean, you know, that was, I shouldn't have said that, but it's my own personal opinion, and I shouldn't put it in your reading. But I would look at tuning forks, and because the resonance of the tuning forks would be something that you could incorporate into what you're doing very easily. And
yeah.
They would resonate with what you're doing. And the other thing that I'm feeling strongly here is the singing bowls.
I use those within my massage practice now.
Oh, cool.
I do. The music is all the singing bowls. And, yeah, that's very interesting.
And there are, have you seen the Tibetan brass chimes, the brass dingers?
Yes.
And you know, the two that you, they're on one on each end of a leather thing and you ding them together?
Yes.
Okay, I'm seeing. Yeah, they have a resonance that you know feels like it would vibrate with you. It sounds like this. Now let's see if I can make it work.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, seeing, feeling for you and. I think that you're powerful. I think you're a lot more powerful than you think or know, and that's a good thing because nobody should know how powerful they are. That, you know, that gives people swelled heads. But I think you are very powerful, and I think that you will never misuse the power that you have. And sometimes, you know, and I want to reiterate this because it's really strongly coming through. Sometimes you just scare people into being healed.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't really scare people in this lifetime, but maybe I will be bringing that in, you know, or like you choose.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of you choose. I like that. When you said that, I started cracking up because I say that to my clients right now. Okay, you choose where you want to be. If you want to stay in the misery, that's fine. That's fair. Or you can go to this different place and just drop this.
Yeah.
So I presently use that within my practice.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of it, but we've been doing a spiritual development class online. And anybody can join it, and we've done, I think, seven different sessions, but we do it twice a week, so we've done about 14 or 16 shows. And and if you're interested in the material, it's all on my website under spiritual development class. The material's all there that I hand out and that we talk about. But the basic thing that has been hammered into everybody's head, you know, as best as I can hammer, is that it's your choice. It's up to you. You take you have to take the responsibility that what happens in your life is because you take that step, not because somebody else takes it for you. So it's very important. So I think you're in great shape, and I think you're going in a great direction. It's a very exciting time for you.
Thank you. It is very exciting. It is very, very exciting because I have realized a lot of things, especially in the past couple months, that I never really was looking at. But I look at it, and I'm like, you have something, and you have something very special to give, and you came here to give it. Now it's that time to look at what are you going to add. You know, mm-hmm. What are you going to add, or what are you going to do? So that's kind of the period. I mean, you nailed it right on the head. And when I was talking to Jen, and Jen was saying that she saw those clouds above my head, she's very correct. Those were not really my clouds. It was somebody else's responsibility and mm-hmm. somebody else's. But I was taking that on. And until she said that, I didn't realize that. So I want to thank her for that.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for the reading. It was great, you guys. It was wonderful.
Oh, our pleasure. Take care. Have a great day now.
You too. Thank you. I'll look at the information. I appreciate it, Barbara.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we're going to stick you first again because I don't want to hear you complaining.
I wasn't complaining. I was just, I love it when you do that. You know that. I think anyone that gets a let them rip from Barbara is, they just are. It's just like,
well,
wow.
You know, it's, I don't have my cards. I mean, I don't use my cards anymore when we do the readings. And it's just, I think this way of doing the readings where we're set free to give people what we get instead of being led by a question that really doesn't have that much to do with their spiritual development, is better for everybody. I mean, it's just my opinion, and certainly I know there are lots of shows that let people, excuse me, ask their questions, and that's cool. But for me, it's so much more fun to just sort of let the stuff flow out and see if something resonates, grab onto it. And if it doesn't, then, you know, I've had a good time and you've had a good time, and that's what counts. So
well, I think we all have a good time. We always have a good laugh. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, and we have proved, without a doubt, especially today, that we are not technically acute at all. So if ever there was a question as to whether we were, you know, high-level techies, high-vibrational techies.
Well, it's funny, when you were talking about vibrations, I mean, I don't know what you're going to say, and you have no idea what I'm going to say. I'm sitting here drawing, and I've drawn a tower. I guess it's like a radio tower, and I've drawn this, you know, the sound waves coming off of it, and you're talking about vibrations, and I'm going, oh, yeah, well, this is what I'm drawing, and this is exactly what Barbara's saying, and I'm laughing in my head.
Well,
same thing. You know, it's incredible.
I think that's what's so exciting about having somebody else to read with, because, you know, so long as there's no ego involved, and I don't think we have ego here, you know, the energy just surges in both of us, and you know, we both have, you know, the joy and the celebration and the fun of being able to take that energy and shove it where we do our best work, and it's really such a cool, energizing experience. Okay, we have Tanaka here. Hi, Tanaka. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm fine. My name is Tanika.
Tanika, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, that's Tanika. Exactly what her name is. I mispronounced it. I mean, it's spelled here, clear as a bell. I'm going to let Jen go first, and then I will come in after she's done.
Okay. Hi, Tanika. How are you today?
Okay, so-so.
You're so-so. You're tired today.
Just kind of exhausted. It's over a relationship right now. It's someone that I'm really still in love with, and I don't really know what's going on now and what the future holds for us. I can give you his name and birth date if you like. We were seeing each other since October, and I went to see him this past weekend, and things didn't really go well. He told me that he was in love with someone new, that they're more compatible or whatever, and I just, for some reason, don't feel like it was true, and I just can't let him go. And we had talked about children and marriage, and I felt like this was someone that could really happen with. Like, I felt like we still have this strong connection. So for some reason, I feel like it's not over, and I don't really know what's going on now, if he's even thinking of me, if he still loves me, and if it's going to come back, you know?
Well, what I'm going to tell you is that if someone's going to play that kind of game with you, kick them to the curb and walk on, because honestly, your soul is really tired of doing stuff like this. And the end game in all of this is that it's not worth your while. Honestly, before you came on, I didn't know who I was going to be talking to. What I got is that there is an open chasm. A chasm is, how would I describe it? An open space between two rocks, a pit, whatever. And it is, it's a deep hole or opening, okay? It's a major division or a separation between two people. And that's what I'm getting. And that's what I got even before you came on. And you know, from that, you're going to go on a gilded walk. And that means that there's your path from this open chasm, this division, great division, is it's going to grow and build into something greater and more beautiful for you. Don't pine for someone that isn't willing to serve you to the best of your ability and what you are worth. Do you understand that, Tanika?
Mm-hmm.
You are worth so much more. You are golden. And I know this probably isn't what you want to hear, but it is what you're getting from spirit, what you're getting from the universe, what you're getting from your soul. You are worth so much more. Don't just settle, girlfriend. Don't ever settle. You know, you could end up with this guy and 5 years, 6 years down the road, you're not with him. This is, you know, nah. There's someone bigger and better out there for you that is going to treat you like gold.
I had thought he was such a good person. That's why I was hoping that this
he
wasn't
could be
the
a
end.
Really good person.
You know, if he would just need some space to think, and then, you know, maybe he would come back, because, you know, he has a lot of good aspects to him also. So I just was wondering if this was just the end or not.
Okay, I'm going to put it this way to you. If a guy told your girlfriend that, what would you say to your girlfriend? Seriously.
I guess I would say give it time.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Sorry.
No, you wouldn't. You'd say to your girlfriend, girlfriend, it's not worth it. You're worth much better than that. You know what? I can tell you what you want to hear. I could do that very easily. But you didn't phone for that. I'm telling you what I got even before I started talking to you. I ask my, you know, the universe, my soul catchers, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. You know, and this is what I was showing. And I take that back. I do care because I trust in what I'm given wholeheartedly, 100%. I trust in what I'm given. I believe in what I'm given. I have faith in what I am given. And this is what I was given for you. And I stand by it and I stand beside it. And I'm sorry if you don't want to hear it. But I wouldn't be being true to myself or you or anybody else if I didn't tell you what I got. And I can make something up, and Barbara can make something up, but that isn't why we hold the show.
So Barbara? You're seeing it as totally over? Future, no children or anything like that with him after I give him time?
Love doesn't hurt. True love does not hurt. You do not hurt someone that you love. You don't. Absolutely. You never hurt the people you love. And if you hurt them, then you can't love them that much. He doesn't value you, or he wouldn't have done this. I do believe that you're in love with being in love, and he may have talked marriage and children and family and everything that you're saying. And, you know, both Jen and I have stood in the shoes you're standing in. The only reason we know what we're talking about is because we've been there ourselves. And we've probably said and done exactly what you're about to do, and you're about to actually, I'll tell you what we're going to tell you. We're going to tell you walk away and get a life. We're going to tell you there's somebody better out there for you that will love you and respect you and treat you like a queen. Nah, maybe a princess, not a queen. But the reality here is, you know, the bottom line, you don't value yourself enough to walk away. You think that if you walk away, you'll never find anything as good as him. And I promise you, you can find something as good as him right around the corner.
Better.
Yeah, but you don't want as good as him. You want better. And if you don't think you deserve better, then you give him time, and if he comes, and I don't really know that he'd come back, to tell you the truth, but if he thinks that he can get away with coming back and hurting you again and getting and leaving again, he'll do it. And you can be caught in this cycle of behavior for the next 10 years of your life if you want to waste it. I know you want to hear that, yes, he's coming back and everything's going to be wonderful, but bottom line is, not only do you not hurt people that you love this way, he said things to you that he could have said, I need time and I need to take time, but he told you there was somebody else that he loved more. I mean, you don't do that to somebody that you love. You don't even do that to a good friend. So he's not respecting you. And if you let him back in, he won't respect you less, more. He'll respect you less. This is not a cycle that's healthy for you at all. I do believe you're going to stick it out for at least one more go-round, but I hope you download this reading, and it's not really a reading. It's just giving you absolutely good common sense advice, and I hope you put it someplace on your computer, and the next time something like this happens, you don't have to call a psychic show to find out. You can just replay the tape and you'll hear us tell it to you all over again. Love doesn't hurt. We don't treat people that we love this way. I do not see him being someone that you will spend a lifetime with. If he would do this to you while you're dating, he will do it to you while you're married. And you know, If that is what you want to settle for, go ahead, settle for it. But, you know, you might be able to catch him between bimbos, but I don't believe that there's stability there. So please, 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 walk away. Do some work on yourself. Feel better about yourself so that when/if he tries to come back, you can look at him and say, no, we don't give second chances like that. We don't treat people we love that way. He didn't treat you with kindness or respect or dignity. And you have to have some sort of dignity here. You cannot give it away. Walk away, keep a straight back, and, you know, cry a little bit, but then move on with your life, please, because there's so much better out there. Truly, there is. Go ahead.
No, I see that too. It's we could talk until, you know, the moon has, you know, the moon is Swiss cheese or whatever else. And what I will say is that when you do get back together with him, because you are going to give him another try, is when you start doubting and questioning in your mind, is he going to do this again? Remember this conversation with Barbara and myself, with Barbara and me. Because you will question his loyalty to you. And that's not going to be a nice thing to live with, my darling.
Right. I mean, I was just hoping that he would come to his senses. You know, after giving him time and space.
Wait. You're giving him time and space to be with someone else. He's not taking time to think about the relationship. He's with someone else. He's not going off and meditating in the fields. He's with somebody else, and he's talking about marriage and children with them. Because that gets him what he wants. You're letting him go play out a fantasy with someone else, and you're going to let him back in? I feel so bad for you, but are you crazy? You can't think so little of yourself that you would let him go and have a fling and then welcome him back with open arms. That's crazy.
Right.
And listen, there are people in the chat room too. We've all done it. We've all been there. And you will do it. But please don't call back in another 6-7 months when he's done it to you again and cry on our shoulders, because we have told you. I mean, we'll be very kind to you, but we'll say we told you so.
We don't have to say we told you so, because you know. And really, Tanika, wait for the next guy. Because he will treat you like the woman you are, like the gold you are.
Are you in the chat room at all, Tanika?
Well, my name is Lolita, Lady Lola there, but I wasn't really talking. I was just waiting for my turn to ask you guys on air.
Okay. I mean, we've got things like been there, done that. Somebody else said, yep, got been there, done that, got the trophy. You got a whole bunch of people here that are telling you we've been there, we've done it. Please don't repeat our mistake.
You know, I'm just really hurt over it, and I don't know why I can't be like other people to just snap out of it, you know?
You're going to be hurt, and good, because that means you've got a heart. That means you've got empathy. That means you've got compassion. That means that you are a living, feeling human being. And I'm glad, because that means you're learning. And we've all been hurt, and we've all licked our wounds, and we've all picked ourselves up, brushed ourselves off, and gone on our way, and we're there to teach someone else. And we're there to support each other. Trust me that one.
And you know, believe us, there are plenty of other mistakes to make out there. but this one we've all been through. Please don't do this. Please have the courage.
And there's a lot of guys who have gone through this too, and we give them the exact same advice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you guys know what he's thinking? Is he?
No. That we can't read another person, not without their permission. That's not fair. And you know what? You are addicted to this guy, so you need to go through withdrawal. You need to. Take some time for yourself. You need to put the nun's veil on and be a nun for a while and just learn how special you are. And then put yourself out there again. But please don't go back to this guy. It will only be more hurt, and you don't want that.
Do you guys know about when he might try to come back? Just so I have, like, a warning.
Okay, okay. Now, wait. You are addicted to him. Walk away. You're asking us to give you when he's going to call or when he's going to try, and that's an addiction. You got to stop. You got to stop. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You hang in there and hold out and wait for the next guy, okay?
Do you know when that one is coming?
As soon as you're ready for him, but you're not now. Oh, yeah, there's a great book. It's called Women Who Love Too Much. Christy, who just put it in the chat room. Start working on yourself and forget about him. And it'll take a while. It'll take a couple months. But you'll get over him, and then you'll be ready for a good person. Okay?
Yes. Do you guys know why the connection was so strong, like why it doesn't feel right letting it go?
It doesn't matter.
Past
what matters
life.
Is you... Yeah, probably. But to analyze it is to waste time on it. Let it go. It didn't work, period. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna enable you to hang on here. I'm really not. You call back when you're feeling better, and we'll talk to you about how you draw the better person into your life, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
I've been there.
I think that may have seemed mean,
but she would have been clutching there for the whole rest of the show. And man, I've been there. Man, I know what it feels like. And you know, that mistake I've made, you know, there are a few I haven't made, but that mistake I have done, and I've done it well. I mean, we should have a show that talks about all of the times that we repeated the same mistake just to make sure we got it right. Okay.
No, I think that, you know, if we, like I said, you know, we could tell her what she wants to hear, or we can tell her what we're given. And that's why they phone in. That's why individuals
mm-hmm.
phone in. And I'm not going to be untrue. You know, what can you say? You know, I'm perfect. It's like this guy that drove up to the house yesterday said, he said, you know, people, you know, he says, you don't have a big mouth. He says, what you do have, though, is you tell it like it is. And people just don't like to hear that. And I started laughing. He looked at my husband and he says, is that not the truth? And Ronnie said, I'm not going to say a word.
Okay, we've got Carrie here. Let's see if we can give Carrie some good, juicy, good stuff. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing today?
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure. I'm going to give you Jen first, and then I will sweep up behind her.
Okay.
Oh. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Okay.
And where are you calling from, Carrie?
Oregon.
Oregon. Down the coast from where I am. How's the weather there today?
It's hot here, and I don't like it.
You don't like the heat. You don't like the West Coast heat. Isn't that funny?
I spent the last 16 years in Alaska, and I came out last October, and I think I'm ready to go back, but I don't know if that's the right choice or not. So, but I never liked the heat even before I went to Alaska.
Oh.
Anything over 70 is just wrong.
It's funny, you know, when you come from the north, you say you came out, you know, I came out of the Yukon, I came out of Alaska, you know, you don't say I come down, you say I came out. That's how you know a true northerner. You are going to be moving soon. And are you working now, or are you getting a new job?
I'm working now, but I've been looking at other jobs. This is my first job after graduating in my new field, and it leaves a lot to be desired. The neighborhood we live in is referred to as Felony Flats. And It's been an adventure. Some days good, some days bad, and some just are.
but I know
what I'm doing now. This is not, you know, I for my first job out of college, I kind of have asked for better. But I know this is not where I should be forever.
Okay, well, you are going to be moving, and you are going to be getting a new job. I'm trying to think of that song. It goes so fast. One day you looked at me, blah, 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 blah. Chris from Curious Times with Noah, because he's such a whiz with songs. I think.
Well, not from what you just said. I mean.
I think the Bare Naked Ladies sang it. does that make any sense?
No.
One week. Oh. And I'd have to get the lyrics. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Do you know that song?
No.
No, I don't either.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, cocked your head to the side, said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realize it's all my fault and couldn't tell. Yesterday you've forgiven me, but still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. And it's a very fast-moving song, and I get that for you, and I don't know why, but it just, it's continually playing in my head with you right now. And
you know, one thing I have noticed since I left Alaska is when a change happens, it happens fast. I was living in a different community about 5 hours north of where I'm at when I took the job I have now. And I went to the interview, which was rather sudden, and they said, oh, we'll get back to you on Tuesday. My interview was on a Thursday. 3 weeks later, they call me and say, can you start next week?
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, a week to move and start a new job.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, things are quick here.
So are you in our chat room at all?
No.
Okay, so if you go in the chat room, it's called Bare Naked Ladies 1 week, and I want you to listen to that song because it's so rapid fire, and that's
okay.
Exactly what I'm getting for you. So rapid fire, and it is just so strong, and I'm still getting the coast with you. So whether you go back to Alaska or go elsewhere, you're going to be living on a rugged coast. Do you understand that?
Yes, and I think that's one of the things that's been hard for me since I left Alaska. I have not been on the coast, and I don't really like it because I grew up on the coast in Oregon, but where I'm living now and where I lived when I first came out of Alaska definitely is not coastal.
Okay. So you need that kind of, I want to say ambience, but it's not. It's like that to ground you, to keep you grounded, to keep your feet and your soul where it's meant to be. You're going to be going back to that. And it's going to be like a promotion in a sense. You're going to be moving up. Okay? An ascension in kind. But it's with your work. Okay, do you understand that? And you're going to be, are you in a relationship now?
No.
Okay, you're going to be getting into a relationship that's very good for you.
Hmm.
Okay.
I've been single a very long time, so I find that interesting.
Well, find it interesting or not, you're going to be getting into one, and it's going to be very good for you. And there's going to be mountains all around you. I see mountains.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're going to be Oregon, Washington, or even further up. It doesn't matter. But I see that very clearly, extremely clearly. And I see children, too. So either your own children, someone else's children. And I'm not, you have nieces and nephews?
I have 2 children of my own who are older, and then I have 10 nieces and nephews in California.
Okay, so I see like little red tricycles.
Hmm. I'm not having no more kids, that I know. My kids are 23 and 15. I'm done.
You're done. Okay, but I see little red trikes. So there's kids either
okay.
around you or coming into your life.
Okay, well, kids are always good.
Oh, they are always good. They keep you young, right?
Yeah, as long as I'm not having them, they're great.
Okay, and I see the evening. And I don't know why, but I see the evening playing a huge role in your life. Like the evening. Starlight, stars, moonlight, that kind of thing.
I have a weird obsession with the moon, I'll admit that.
Okay, I see that.
I take lots of pictures of it, and I don't know why, I just do. Something about it is relaxing to me.
Well, I see that, and I get that the evening is very, I'm going to say particular in your life. Significant, and it's going to be playing a larger role in your life.
Okay.
And I'll give you to Barbara now.
Okay.
Thank you.
I as well see coastline, and it's funny because I know you're on the west, but I keep seeing the rugged coastline of Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont. And I know that's a great big long trek for you, but I am seeing rugged coastline. I am seeing a sense of having to have your bags packed and ready to go. It feels like that you're going to be up and moving and then up and moving and then up and moving. I feel that there are, over the next 5 years, three or four real fast moves. And I don't feel that it's hard or difficult. I think they're all very exciting, and each one is a better move than the last. So that you're moving up in the world, so to speak. It feels as though there is a sense here of seeking. I keep seeing partnership here. So it really feels as though there's a partnership that turns into more than a partnership. So I would watch for that because it's really kind of very, very, very exciting. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with you because you are going to have to be hit in the head with a 2x4 to awaken to the fact that there is a relationship going on at some point in time. It's almost as though you really are not looking for a relationship. You really kind of don't want to be bothered by it, and then suddenly there is going to be one there that will be the most spectacular relationship you've ever had, by the way. I do feel that you're not done with school, that there is going to be more school here to some level, whether it's workshops or you know, I don't feel so much it's full-fledged, you know, barrel away at a degree type school, but I do feel you're not done with school. There's more schooling coming up, and it feels as though that's very important to you to stretch your mind, to stretch your brain, to make you feel like you have the tools and the information and the capacity to do the job that you want to do exceedingly well. I don't feel that you're really happy about what you're doing, and so I think that perhaps there is a change of venue for you as you get along over the next couple of years. Whatever it is you're doing now, I feel that you're not going to be doing in another 3 years. It feels as though you're moving in a new direction, one that is going to be more exciting to you. It feels as though it's more linked to your passions. And it feels as though it's going to be something that is very unique to you and you're going to be very successful at it. So right at the moment in time, it feels kind of like you're just stuck. But come October, November, you're going to get unstuck and things are going to happen really fast. So it's going to be a very exciting end of the year for you and an even more spectacular beginning of a new year as well. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling, and keep us
in
touch, and let us know how things go.
Okay, I will.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hoofa. I didn't really want to get into relationship stuff. That I hate that. It's not that I don't hate relationships. I think relationships are wonderful. And they're phenomenal, but you know, it takes two people both working at it, and there's so much going on, and how can you even advise people at this point with relationships? Because, you know, we all have to find our own way, unfortunately. And sometimes it's very painful. God knows.
Sometimes, you know, it is. Even if, and you know, because you've been in a marriage, in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. You know, I've been in a marriage for 34 years. Well, I don't think I've been married 34 years. I've been with them for 34 years. You know, and sometimes it's been really difficult. Sometimes it's been really, really easy. And sometimes it's been a lot of fun and sometimes not so fun. But, you know, you stumble on, you trundle on, and you get through it. And it's just the way it is. How can someone tell me or tell someone else what the best thing is? I don't know. Certainly don't know. If someone had told me, geez, back whenever, that he would be the one, I don't know. I did know that going into it, that if I started dating this man, that would be it. And
yeah.
So I think you do the dance, you do the should I or shouldn't I actually even start going out with this guy? Because in my soul, I knew. And I think some of us have that sense, the sixth sense or whatever, that it is. There's other guys that, you know, definitely, you know, stay and live with me, don't move, don't do this. And I said, oh, I'll be back in, you know, in 3 months. And you come back in 3 months, and gee, the guy's, you know, found someone else, and he's gotten married, and he's doing that. And you think, what the hell? What the hell?
Yeah.
I thought I was the one.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean,
no,
there,
I thought
it's,
I was special.
there is a point where you have to laugh. You just have to laugh. We're out of time. Thank you so much for being here today. This was so much fun, as always. And, you know, even with the communication issue, it still was. So thank you for. Yeah, and we're done. But thank you, and I will talk to you soon, and I will definitely be there on Thursday with you on Chris's show. So thank you,
perfect.
Jen. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Deb, for being there, and thank you, Chris, and everybody, and Elmar, and everybody who showed up today. So don't forget Wednesday, I've got the guy who owns American Stonehenge, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm really excited about that. I will talk to you soon, Jen. Thanks again.
Thank you, Barbara, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Bye-bye now.
See you later. Bye now.